W Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Elected leaders continue to call for more federal help in determining the source of drones spotted over northeastern states. ABC's Whit Johnson has the latest.
Federal officials reiterate many of these reported sightings are airplanes or legally operated civilian drones. Sometimes distinguishing the difference can be difficult. The Biden administration insisting it has no evidence to suggest a national security threat or foreign involvement, but promising more resources to help solve the mystery.
President-elect Trump's cabinet picks continue their meetings with lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Robert Kennedy Jr., the choice for health secretary, has more than two dozen meetings scheduled. And Senator Lindsey Graham says the nominee for defense secretary Pete Hegseth told him he would allow the woman who's accused him of sexual misconduct to be released from a non-disclosure agreement. Graham says the woman should come forward at Hegseth's confirmation hearing. This is ABC News. Gun control activist David Hogg, who survived the school massacre in Parkland, Florida, then became an outspoken advocate for gun reform, is now running for vice chair of the Democratic National Committee. Today, President Biden will sign a proclamation establishing a national monument to honor Frances Perkins, the first woman appointed to a cabinet position. She was a labor secretary under FDR. A familiar name atop the box office.
Disney's Two continues to shine.
This is a call from the ancestors.
Topping the box office for a third weekend with $26.6 million, pushing its domestic total past $337 million. Wicked remains
popular
in second, adding $22.5 million. At number three, Sony's Kraven the Hunter earning just $11 million, the lowest ever debut for a Sony Marvel film. Gladiator 2 takes fourth with $7.8 million. Lord of the Rings, The War of the Rohirrim rounds out the top five, debuting with just $4.6 million. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at wgbw.fm.
The Packers win in Seattle.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Seahawks 30-13. It's the first time they've won in Seattle since 2008. Head coach Matt LaFleur praised the defense after the win.
Our team effort, especially our defense, I thought they played a really good game, you know, for four quarters. Got constant pressure on the quarterback, got a couple takeaways.
Rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper had five tackles, a quarterback sack, and his first NFL career interception after missing the last three games with a hamstring injury.
You know, I was very hungry to get back out there and do what I did, and thankful my teammates and doing their job.
Women's college volleyball, the Wisconsin Badgers lost to Nebraska yesterday in three straight sets. The Badgers have reached the regionals 12 years in a row.
Just proud of the people that they've become and the players they've become and how they've grown as a team. And I think they've represented their university and their community and the state of Wisconsin.
That's Badgers head coach Kelly Sheffield with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Drew Barrymore says she has been warned by her talk show guests not to be so touchy. The host often holds the hands of her guests and is very huggy and says she is working on not invading people's space and respecting boundaries. In a recent appearance on the show, Wicked star Cynthia Erivo said she didn't mind as she is very affectionate as well and gave permission to Touchy McGee to be affectionate during her appearance. Grabby Moore also held hands with Ariana Grande when she made an appearance on the show. I wonder if she would be as handsy with Seth Rogen. Doubtful. Third time is was a charm for Anne Hathaway, who says Christopher Nolan saved her career. I had no idea it was ever in danger, but show folk do tend to exaggerate. The Oscar-winning actress says being cast in her third Christopher Nolan film let her know she was doing something right. Other Nolan films the actress has appeared in include The Dark Knight Rises, Interstellar, and Oppenheimer. Hathaway also appears in the new Nolan movie, which people know very little about, and that's the way Christopher Nolan likes it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A little foggy this morning. It'll be cloudy with sprinkles or drizzle through much of the day today, and then becoming windy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 41. Tonight, breezy, 27. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 35, with some light snow late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Dom Selvia.
I'm Jimmy Cuska, filling in for Dom Selvia. Coming up Monday, we'll talk gas prices heading into the holidays, and it's not too late to run for local office. We'll tell you how.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here in a good-looking Monday morning. Packers coming off that nice win over the Seattle Seahawks last year. You know, I like John Schneider a lot, the general manager of Seattle. But some of those, that haunting game we lost against them a couple of years ago where we were like 2 minutes away from the Super Bowl.
Yep, they melted. That was
the worst collapse I'd ever seen.
That was in Seattle, that one that came. It was us who lost it.
Yeah. That was
that
unbelievable.
That was an awful game. And we were all at Titletown watching that. And VCB was there, the Discover Green Bay now was there. All these people were all planning.
I was upstairs at Lambeau Field. Obviously, it was an away game, but I was doing the Packer postgame show at the time.
Oh.
And I was doing it through a studio at the Packers. Okay. And I'm sitting right outside the thing. And I'm on the phone about Super Bowl credentials.
Exactly.
Talking to my phone. Rooms. It's like, well, you know, I could even stay at my brother's in Arizona or whatever if we needed to. How many rooms? Yada. I was on the phone doing that, writing information down and looking up at the game every now and then and say, oh, fake punt. Oh, that ain't good. Oh, well, here we go. Oh, interception. Okay, it's over. Game's over. Blah, blah, blah.
And then,
And then that collapse. That one, like, haunted me.
Yeah, it was weird because we were with a bunch of people from, some from the city.
So what I'm saying is, I always want to beat Seattle.
Right. And it was that energy of we're all going to the Super Bowl. Everybody's high-fiving each other. It was like a pre-party. And it was, anyway, I would agree that I thought of that as well.
But, and then that other one, when they had the replacement refs.
Yeah.
Remember
that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So anyway.
We got... John's going to give us... We're going to get through this.
Yeah, John Miller's going to be coming on.
He's going to give us the roadmap.
Packer game wrap-up. The Chiefs yesterday, Mahomes' high ankle strain. That'll be interesting to see what happens with that. That's what I mean. This time of year, man, people getting hurt and all these kind of things. But
and it really counts now.
It really counts now. But, I mean, obviously the Packers are going to be in the playoffs. But the NFC North, holy mac. I mean, with... the Lions, the Vikings, and now the Packers. And like Chris Collinsworth was saying last night, Packers have never been... He's like, Matt LaFleur, one of his biggest problems was, holy man, I got to... You know, they got the other tight end coming back now. Got to find a way to spread the ball around. They had all those receivers that healthy. Jair Alexander's getting healthy. It's like they are...
Peaking. The right time.
He said, look out for the Green Bay Packers. It could be interesting. But anyway, Todd, should we give something away here?
Let's do it.
All right. It's our grown-up gift list. Text to win contest on 97.9 WGBW, 98.3 WISS. It's your chance to win $100 this hour in our statewide contest.
All right. And this hour's keyword is sleigh. SLEIGH, Sleigh. So download the Civic Media app, find our station, and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword Sleigh for your chance to win this hour's prize.
Plus, you can qualify to win one of 8 grand prizes on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us.
All right, again, Civic Media app, download it right now. Choose your station, WISS or WGBW. Text the word Sleigh for your chance to win. You must text before 8 o'clock. The word is Sleigh, and your next chance to play is after 11 o'clock with Jane Matinair and Greg Bach on Matinair on Air. Don't forget, we need your text because we're kind of in an internal contest.
Yeah.
And right now, John and Gordy are doing quite well. Yeah. We're behind, right?
Are we?
We are behind.
Thanks, people. Hey,
come on.
Thanks.
Thanks. Text. It's easy to do.
Really, it's so hard. I mean, you can grab your phone. I don't know how to do an app. You probably do. That's all you got to do.
Download the app. The word this hour is Sleigh. You want to spell it one more time for me, Jim?
Sure. Sleigh.
S-L-A-Y.
See, that's why he asked me.
Don't do that.
That's why he asked me. S-L-E-I-G-H. Sleigh.
Exactly.
Like Santa Sleigh. Not like...
Okay, you got to tell the story you just told me when I was getting coffee, though, Todd.
Which one?
About somebody... Oh.
So a listener of WGBW was listening to our app on Friday.
Cool.
And Todd Alba, who is the noon till 2 host on Civic Media and is on WGBW and WISS, was actually broadcasting live from Seattle on Friday. I think he was doing some traveling for the holidays and whatever. So he was broadcasting from a restaurant there. And while he was on the air, one of our listeners showed up and sat down at the table with him. I don't know her name, but she was listening to our app, listening to our station on the app, and she stopped by to say hi.
That's in Seattle. Awesome. Yeah. That's very cool. You know who else was out there? A good buddy, Ryan, from Midwest Restoration.
Yeah.
And I saw that his son was like in the fish thing, throwing the fish.
That's cool. Have you been out there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Packers against Seattle, 1996.
Wow.
At the crappiest stadium. Now they have that gorgeous stadium. When I was there, they played in the Superdome. No, not the Superdome.
Kingdome. Yeah.
And it was the same as the Silver Dome and those places that were just depressing. Or the worst one, Jim, you've been there, Metrodome. Remember the old Metro in Minneapolis? Place.
Yeah.
Just no air.
No.
And
just cheap.
Oh, it was horrible.
That's the, and you can judge a place by its bathrooms.
Yeah.
And just the trough.
Oh. Yeah.
Seattle was the city I always wanted to end up in. That's where I wanted to live.
That's a good... I can see that. That's very metropolitan. I mean, international city.
But 20 minutes, you're in the mountains, you know?
That, and that their downtown
was
happening.
It was the most picturesque. The college football stadium was, we went there, you know, we could walk there. And, like, being in there and the mountains, were, that's the most picturesque stadium I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Puget Sound and all that. Yeah, it's great.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah,
it has a weird history because the city kept getting flooded because it's right on the ocean, on the Sound, Puget Sound. And it kept flooding. So what they did was they just basically bulldozed everything and built on top of it.
Oh, really?
But there's still buildings and streets below the city. So you can actually go down there and see, well, this was a store and that was this. And
no kidding.
Yeah, it's actually very, very cool.
Wow. I didn't see that in the movie. The TV show.
Sleepless?
No.
What?
No. Remember the TV show? Seattle. Wasn't the name of the TV show Seattle with, I want to say David Cassidy, but not David Cassidy, but one of the heartthrobs.
The air is
always fine in Seattle.
I remember Frasier.
Seattle. No, it was like in the late 60s. I want to say about 1969.
Well, you would have been 11. You had a heartthrob then? That's good.
No,
timing.
I didn't have a heartthrob. Who's this guy? He was a heartthrob.
I got it.
The cover of those magazines.
Don't remember that show.
The only thing that's coming up is a series called Here Come the Brides.
Yes. Yes. Play, do me a favor, please.
What do you need?
Play the intro to Here Come the Brides. Okay, this sounds weird that I'm remembering a show called Here Come the Brides. Don't take away my card for this. The sky is always bright in Seattle. You remember that?
No? I don't.
No?
I don't. Ran 68 to 70.
There you go. Here we go.
I would turn the channel right now.
No, you wouldn't. I'm trying to think of the start. Not David Cassidy. Okay, wait for the vocals. That's going to be coming up any second now. Here we go. Here we go. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, rock song. Rock song. Yeah. Nope. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you thinking of the guy that was on Starsky and Hutch?
No.
Blonde hair guy?
No.
He was in
David Soul?
David Soul was in it.
He was?
He was.
No. No, it was like a singing. He sang the theme song to it.
Well, David Soul was a singer.
I know. He had one hit. Oh, man. Ladies, come on. Heartthrob, 1969. He was on the cover of all those teen magazine, Teeny Bop.
The Chachi yada, yada. Guy?
Huh? No, not Chachki.
Here comes the one with the theme. The best guy you've ever seen.
Wow, I've never heard it.
It's a little Brady Bunch.
In Seattle.
Bobby Sherman.
Bobby Sherman, thank you. Thank you.
Bobby Sherman, no.
Remember Bobby Sherman?
No.
No? All right. See, I might have a weird memory, but I was close. I was close.
You were getting there.
I was getting there. I was getting there. A lot of people remember that show.
That didn't really stick.
Well, 3 years?
No, it was 2 years, and I bet it was at the late
2.5.
No, 2 years, he said.
68 through 70.
Yeah.
So 68, 69, and 70. 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good run. That's a good run.
The song, though, didn't. Cleveland Rocks.
I think it was the number one hit.
Yeah.
It was top 10. Todd.
Can you look this one up?
Yeah.
No.
Look it up. See if it was top 10, please. I think it was a top. It was a top. Anything Bobby Sherman turned out in those days became a hit. It really did. You don't remember Bobby Sherman? Oh, my gosh. How can you not remember Bobby Sherman?
It went to number 38 on the Hot Billboard 100
there you
chart.
Go.
And number 2 on the Easy Listening chart.
Thank you.
Yeah, easy. You didn't even know there was an Easy Listening chart until Todd just
Casey,
said that.
Could you play Here Come the Brides and send it out to Julie? She's my love, and I gave her a turquoise ring. John, here's your long-distance dedication.
I got to be honest with you. If I stumble upon Casey Kasem on a Sunday morning,
I still listen.
I got to listen.
Yep.
Got to listen. I mean, you have to.
Because there's always also those nuggets in there that never became big hits, but maybe ended up at 25 or 30. You know?
Yes. No question. And now, a long-distance dedication.
Yeah.
Dear Casey.
You did all right.
Yeah.
Up from number 9 last week to number 7 this week.
Yes. Oh, man. With a bullet?
With
Remember
a
that?
Bullet.
With a bullet. Number 7 with a bullet.
On great radio stations like WIXX in Green Bay.
He probably had staff writers to write those.
Oh, my gosh.
His son, wasn't it his son?
Huh?
Or no, who was?
Do you think those letters
were
legit? They weren't legit,
were they? I think the letters were legit back then. Oh, yeah.
Was it like Penthouse where they hire people to write?
No,
okay,
no.
Wow, all right.
What do you mean? What was that?
That was one of the biggest shows ever on radio during that time.
Wait a minute. What about the Penthouse thing?
Those were
legit?
No.
Penthouse 4?
They had writers.
They were too. They had the guy's name. There's like Bob from San Diego.
Yeah. Oh, that's Bob. Boy, I pinpoint him. Johnny, those, come on.
You don't know
those were
that.
Written, those were written. Did you read them? You know why you read them? They were addicting.
Somebody at school would always have the little forum thing.
Right. The Penthouse forum.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They hired writers to do that. I was asking Todd, did Casey Kasem hire people? Did they have a staff of writers to write?
I was
going
to say yes, but then
he said no.
But then I know. But then I realized who I was thinking of. Where it's like it really disappointed me when I heard this. Paul Harvey's son used to write his things.
Oh really?
Oh really? I'm okay.
Like, oh no! Wow,
Paul Harvey.
Good day.
Good day. Stand by for news.
This segment brought to you by Camp Fofanique. Oh, man. Sitting with my mom listening to that.
Yes.
Mine on the Mayor, John Miller, NBC26, Len Nelson, Steam. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. Brr, the weather is getting chilly, so come warm up indoors at Heights Pub & Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, and enjoy a relaxing atmosphere, friendly service, and delicious food. Grab a signature panini or prime Angus burger for lunch, have dinner with friends and a featured entree, or stop by for after-work drinks during happy hour. And don't forget to book your holiday party or special event in our private upstairs parlor, as 2024 dates are filling fast. Like and follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to learn more.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.fm today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Sign up today at WGBW.fm/newsletter. 97.9 WGBW and WGBW.fm.
Summer of 1969, Bobby Sherman, Julie, you love me. Right here in the big one, 97.9 FM, WGBW. Didn't exactly hit the post, did I, Todd?
No, but not bad. At least you knew the song.
It was close. Yeah. And turning. And burning. Remember the song?
Yeah, I do. This guy was at the Carlton.
Was he?
Yeah. I think he was.
I would think this would be the kind of guy that would play the Carlton.
Yes.
I mean, whatever happened to him, Todd?
Not sure.
I mean, he went from just huge heartthrob. You know what? So many of those guys ended up, like, alcohol almost, like, killing them. I mean, David Cassidy, that basically happened to him. Who else? There were a couple. Who was the other guy, Todd? Leif Garrett?
Oh, Leif Garrett, yeah.
Really bad. I mean, just a lot of them, man, just hit the bottle and just, it wrecked them.
Yep.
Oh, what's his name? Was Eddie Van Halen? Who's married to Valerie Bertinelli?
Eddie.
Yes.
Eddie Van Halen.
Yep.
Did you see him down the stretch and everything?
Yeah.
And wow.
Bobby is 81 years old.
Come on.
Still around.
Still around.
Bobby Sherman is 81 years old.
Yep.
Oh, man. For the ladies that like our generation, text us. Who are your heartthrobs? Who are your, like, if you're walking through the grocery store and you had that magazine rack and you saw somebody on the cover that you'd want to buy it and whatever. Tell us, let us know, ladies. Ladies only, okay, fellas? Ladies only. Who is your pop heartthrob back in that era? We'd like to know. They don't even have those magazines anymore, I'm sure, right?
Well, it's all online now, right?
That's what I mean.
My sister's always loved Sean Cassidy, David Cassidy's brother.
Oh, that's right.
Sean Cassidy did a little music.
That's right. And then his mom was the Partridge Family lady, right?
Right.
Okay.
I think so, yeah. Because she was married to Jack Cassidy.
You know, I'll tell you something. I still am a huge fan of magazines. In fact, somebody gave me a big stack of, I think they brought them here.
Bosses brought them, right?
Yes. But I love the old magazines then when you go through them. I get like old Life magazines and Look magazines from the 60s and 70s. And it's funny reading about history. You know, when they're talking about these things before you knew how it was going to end.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's like, wow, did they know something I didn't know? That is pretty cool to read that stuff. It's like, wow, this was before it happened. Yeah,
before it ended.
Yeah, and they're not predicting, but they're just, they're giving you a feel for how things are going.
Yes,
yeah.
But I'll tell you what, when we talk about bosses, that is, I still love going into that store. I know it's in downtown De Pere now. Beautiful building, actually, they've got. I mean, it's really cool and really whatever and, and all that kind of stuff. But if you're looking for, like, a stocking stuffer, if you're doing something like that, go down there and just check it out. They've got, because magazines now are almost like books. I mean, in some ways, like the cookbook magazines. It's you'll not find another store any place in Northeast Wisconsin, at least, like Boss's News in downtown De Pere, with the amazing, amazing variety of magazines and newspapers. That's the only place I know where you can still go and buy, like, the New York Times or something.
Yeah.
That's, take advantage of Boss's News downtown De Pere, because there might not ever be another one like it.
Yeah, they got to support those people. Hey, I was reading something this morning. I want to ask you about this. They did the Christmas cookies. You know, that's coming up, too.
What is?
Christmas cookies. Right? My mom made them this weekend.
Oh, making Christmas cookies.
Right. Yeah, and sure. She had her granddaughters over to make. But anyway, it has the 50 states, their most popular Christmas cookies.
Okay.
So, like, what is ours? Just tell, you got to guess.
Ours?
There's M&M, there's almond cookies, there's gingerbread cookies. That's Oklahoma. There's just different. What do you think Wisconsin's, like, number one Christmas cookie is?
I'm going to defer that to my, what's it, dial a friend, call a friend?
Phone a friend.
Kristen Ambos?
Phone a friend.
What would you say is the most popular Wisconsin Christmas cookie?
The sugar cookie with the frosting.
That's what I was going to go with, too.
All right, but here's, so West Virginia, which is the sugar cookies. Ours is, but it's, I think it's the same thing, the spritz cookies.
I don't know what a spritz cookie is. What is that?
I think it's a sugar cookie.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I could buy that.
Yeah.
But it's one. Did your mom do that where they, like, cut one's a tree?
Of course.
And then one's, okay.
Oh, that's the most fun part of being a king.
I think that's a spritz cookie. I think that's what a spritz cookie is. Is that that dough that everybody likes before you cook it?
Yeah.
And then make it into shapes. I think that's it. And anyway, they were going through the 50 states and their most popular cookie. And Wisconsin's was a spritz cookie. I'm like, what is that? So I had to look it up.
Everybody did that when you were a kid, though. I mean, that was a blast.
I hope so.
Yeah.
So I think it is. You're right. It's kind of the ones they use the piping thing, and they make different stars and trees and stuff out of them. That's what a spritz cookie is.
Gotcha.
So that's number one cookie in Wisconsin. So
I don't like gingerbread. I don't like anything gingerbread.
Gingerbread. There's a couple of them that are gingerbread here.
Just it's got to be the right gingerbread.
Okay. Something. You know who number one cookie in there? It's the state gingerbread number one cookie. Mm. Oklahoma.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Give me a little Oklahoma. Give me a little Oklahoma. I was singing Seattle. You sing Oklahoma. Come on.
No, I do like that.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes raking down the rain.
At Georgia, too. This.
They couldn't pick a better time to start in life.
It ain't too early and it ain't too late.
Starting as a farmer with a brand new wife.
Soon be living in a brand new state.
Brand new state.
I love
gonna
it.
Treat you great.
Gonna give you barley, carrots, and potatoes.
I can see you doing this. Were you in this?
I took the kids to.
Oh, potatoes.
I took the kids to Oklahoma. That's a great, great. Oklahoma City's a great, great city.
That's a state I've never been to.
That is happening. They've got green space. Everybody thinks it's just these tumbling weeds, but it is just a great city. Anyway, so we get to the airport and we walk through, and Greta's singing this Oklahoma, and the guy's like, just at the top of her lungs. That's a great musical, yes.
Anyway, but anyway, I got a picture. This is what the spritz cookies are. This is the actual spritz cookie.
Oh, yeah, I love
those. So
these
are the kind that come in the little round cans.
Yep, I love those.
Yes.
Well, you make them, though, right?
Yeah, I know, you would always get them in the little. I used to love those little. I used to
They're
save
like
those.
Butter cookies.
Yes, right. Yes. Good call. Yes.
That's what it would be.
Not
and they were great for
cookies,
dunking.
But yes, and coffee.
Yes.
Used to dunk them in coffee with my grandma all the time.
And hot chocolate.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Love them. I'm a fan of
I could
of
listen
Spritz
to this
cookie.
All day.
Okay, Jim.
I bet you could. You know, I used to drink coffee when I was, like, in the first grade. I'd have a cup of coffee before I'd go to school. Isn't that bizarre?
It's hilarious.
We would pour it in a saucer and then slurp it out of the saucer so it was cooler. Anybody else do that?
I'm listening to this song. Okay. This is awesome.
Kristen Ambos, Point
right.
Mortgage,
Good
John
morning.
Miller, NBC 26 also coming up down the road here. We're going to put you in the bullpen for one quick second. Is that
you
okay,
got
Kristen?
It. You got it.
All right. We got to set her a quick break. Mino and the Mayor back. After this.
Right behind the rain. Oh, Oklahoma, every night, my body lamentin' every night.
up, making lazy circles in the sky. We know we belong to the land.
Yo ho,
and the land we belong to is grand.
Yippee-ki-yay,
from Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
If you've got a college student coming home for the holidays, make sure you have a conversation about internships. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Trying to acquire those valuable internships is an earlier and earlier process on campuses across Wisconsin. That's according to Dr. Tara Montgomery at the UW-Platteville campus.
It very much depends on the type of internship that they're looking for. What we've found in agriculture is we have students who are looking for a particular company. So let's say that they want to work with Central Star. Central Star has a very specific deadline and, you know, very put together program. A lot of the more formal ones will have a fall deadline, maybe November 1st or December 1st. And so usually when students are looking for internships, they're actually starting at the beginning of the semester in the fall saying, what is it that I want to do? What's out there? What's available? But we definitely have students that find really good internships all the way through, you know, mid-March, sometimes even into April.
That's Dr. Tara Montgomery, director of the School of Agriculture on the UW-Platteville campus. Another trend she's noticing is when the internship involves remote work opportunities. Once the student gets that internship, it can sometimes lead into additional internship opportunities once they're back on campus in the fall. Markets are next.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the Maximum Acre solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped a quarter of a cent to 172 and three quarters. 40-pound block cheese was up a penny and a quarter at 180. Double A butter dropped 6 cents to 46 and a half on the close. This morning, the January Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down three, 1996. Right now, December new crop next year corn up a penny and a half at 440. The November new crop beans are up three, 1009. July new crop wheat up a penny at 570 a bushel. There's your market update. I'm PM Yankee.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A little foggy this morning. It'll be cloudy with sprinkles or drizzle through much of the day today and then becoming windy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 41. Tonight, breezy, 27. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 35 with some light snow late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram,
Join me next time for Motown Monday. We'll start the countdown to the holidays, react to the news from the weekend, and end the show with the politrickster of the day. Don't miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Two Shawano County men died Saturday morning after an accident in the town of Lesser. Shawano County Sheriff's officials say the men, who were 25 and 26 years old, were thrown from the vehicle during a crash at Landstadt Road near Fraser Corner Road. When deputies arrived on the scene, they found the men dead and the pickup truck with severe damage. Officials are still investigating and ask anyone with information to call the Shawano County Sheriff's Office. Beginning in February, Wisconsin Medicaid members who don't have secure housing will have a new benefit through the state. The new program is for Medicaid members who are experiencing housing insecurity and are also affected by substance use or mental health conditions. It's intended to offer a support system grounded in stability, dignity, and well-being that secure housing can provide. The benefit does not cover rent or ongoing expenses, but does provide ongoing assistance and counseling. People throughout much of Northeast Wisconsin are asked to give their input in a survey from public health departments, local nonprofits, and area hospitals like ThetaCare, Advocate Aurora Health, Ascension Health, and Children's Wisconsin. The survey is designed to uncover the true needs of community members. People living in Calumet, Green Lake, Marquette, Menominee, Shawano, Outagamie, Wapaka, Washera, or Winnebago counties are asked to take the survey between now and January 17th. See the story on our website for a link to the survey. Organizers say it will help to shape future plans for improving the well-being of our communities. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
All right, don't forget, we've got our grown-up gift list text-to-win contest going on this hour with 97.9 WGBW, 98.3 WISS, and the rest of the state on the Civic Media Radio Network. Your chance this hour to win $100. If you haven't done so already, grab that Civic Media app, get it downloaded, choose your station, WISS or WGBW, and text in the word SLAY. Like that thing Santa drives it, right? S-L-E-I-G-H, Slay. That's the word of the hour. Got to get that in before 8 o'clock for your chance to win $100 and qualify for one of eight grand prizes that you can find at civicmedia.us. Back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. We got a text here from Nancy. A spritz cookie is more of a butter cookie. You use a metal tube to press the cookies out into their shapes.
And that metal tube is, I think we still.
I can visualize that.
Right. It's got the little Christmas thing. Tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. Thanks for that. When I read that this morning, I'm like, I didn't even know what that was. I can be honest.
Me neither.
If they would have said a little tree that comes out of a silver tube, I would have been like, oh, I know what that is. But that is a good cookie.
But then you could put different things on the end of it, right?
Totally different. They're just like a little cylinder. Yeah. You could put on different shape sizes.
Those are actually really good.
They are.
And those are really good.
And it's a cool thing to. Well, do you make Christmas cookies with your...
Me, absolutely.
He doesn't. Anyway, Mom made them this weekend with her granddaughters.
When I was a little kid, I did, of course.
Yeah, but is that a Mino tradition? Did they come over like on Saturday and make cookies and gingerbread houses?
No. Okay, we did not make gingerbread houses. We made chippy traps.
Is that cereal?
No, it's when you take. We used to break it. We used to make them out of when my grandma would get the grapes to make her wine, and they'd come in these cool boxes. And that entire wooden box, you could make one complete chippy trap. It was a trap. It was a live trap to trap chipmunks.
Oh, geez, no. Okay, I know what you're talking about. I thought we were talking about some kind of
cookie.
Same
thing.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. That has to do with cookies.
Who hasn't made a chippy trap in their life?
I think three of us out of the four who are in this room.
Quick rule. You ever make a chippy trap when you're a kid?
Chippy,
yes or no?
What a weird name. That's like a rat trap.
Yes.
Not chippy, but chippy sounds like...
Sometimes you'd catch rats.
It sounds like you're going to keep it as a pet, chippy.
No, you'd let him go.
Okay.
Although, can I tell you something kind of tragic?
Quickly.
What else do they do? Sometimes I think they'd pound their head so hard against the door trying to get out, it would kill them. I mean, it's not... I know, it's...
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Family show.
All right. Hi, Kristen.
Kristen.
Good morning.
Are people, you are helping people save money, do the right thing with their mortgage?
We're trying. We're trying to not get them into a chippy trap.
There you go.
Right?
Or a barrel and toss into the water.
Right.
Gooch.
Yeah. Are people buying now?
What's going on with the market right now? Yeah, they are.
Good.
November and December were crazy awesome months. They really are.
And normally they're the quiet months.
They are.
Everything has changed.
It really is. Because we can really be a seasonal business depending on what's going on here.
Right.
Because of the weather and people don't want to move in the winter and things like that. So, no, it's going really, really well. Rates are staying steady. They did come out in the last couple of weeks and, you know, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac and all the big powers that be. And they did, you know, change their status on where they think rates are going to go next year, and they're going to probably stay in the low to mid sixes.
That's not bad.
But here's my take on it. That's really good for our housing industry. Right now in our market, we have somewhere between a 5% and 7% appreciation. And then if you can keep the rates really steady on that and keep that appreciation going up, that's a really healthy market.
Oh,
nice.
And if it goes too fast and the rates come down too fast, all you're going to do is drive those prices back up.
Okay, those are two beautiful dogs. See, what are those?
Wow.
Huskies. Yeah. Beautiful, huh? Aren't they?
We just walked by with their two huskies. You know, I would agree with you on when
I thought there's some weird guy out outside of her. It's Todd taking pictures of. I thought some weird guy was out there taking pictures.
When when the rates go down too low, it does drive prices up too much, you know? And then people want that price, but when.
Absolutely.
There's two sides to every equation. I mean, there's still some cash buyers out there, but there's not a lot of them.
Yeah, and it really depends on the price point, too, you know? But I will say I've helped more people in the last 2 months than I have probably in the last 2 years who wouldn't have had a chance at another market get into homes in this market with still affordable rates, getting home inspections. There's some things that have, you know, changed because there's not as big of a crowd of people going into the market right now. And so that really helps the people that maybe haven't had a shot in the last couple of years.
So at Point Mortgage, you have a plethora, right?
Of loan programs.
Programs, the packages. Mm-hmm. Tell me something that somebody came in thinking, well, I'm going to borrow 30-year fixed at this, and there was something. What's better than that?
Well,
I would say a 15-year.
Yeah, I was going to say the easy answer is probably a 15-year if you're looking to pay it off.
Right.
Right now, though, the 15-year rates aren't really being invested as much as the 30-year. So that means that the difference in interest rate isn't that much. You're probably looking at maybe a quarter to 3/8% difference than the 30-year rate. So then I could argue take the 30-year rate and pay it off faster.
If you have the discipline to do that, that would be the way to do it.
If you have the discipline to do that, right. That would be the way to do it.
Yes.
Okay, everybody was saying for months and months and months, everybody was saying, well, let's wait until the election, then see what happens. Okay, election's over.
Yep.
It's been over. We know what's going to happen down the road.
Yep.
Do you see any sort of a flux once that the entire thing happens, you know, after the nomination or after the, what do you call it, not coronation?
Swearing in.
Swearing in.
Inauguration.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, inauguration.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, or do you think, okay, all that stuff is over. This is where it's at right now. Let's just move forward. We know where it's at.
So,
because people were waiting, kind of, weren't they?
They were. They were like, I'm not doing anything till after the election. Yep. When the election was over, in all fairness, we did see a swing of people come back into the market. I think it was because they just, now it's done.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Right? Like, they don't know what to expect.
I don't think the inauguration's going to move in. I think he's
It's done.
He's kind of he got invited over to Notre Dame. I mean, I've seen Biden was, but look, this guy is kind of in charge, and it's going to be that way for the next 4 years.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything that's going to change. I think the American public have so agreed on that.
I mean, at least we know now. Okay,
right.
This is what it is.
And
that's what it is.
There's no reason to hesitate now.
Correct.
And wait till the 20th. I mean, the guy's going to get sworn in. It's all going to happen. So, and if this is a good time to buy and you're not as busy so you can, you know, really focus on it, why not buy a house this time of year?
The weather, yes, we did have a little bit of a cold snap this week, but the weather is relatively, I mean, stable.
That's great.
Decent.
Hey, I remember when I was in real estate, probably every realtor could say this. I remember showing up on a Saturday morning for an open house and had to go to a neighbor's house where it is to borrow a snow shovel to shovel out the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah.
So people can put down salt so somebody doesn't slam.
And we don't have that right now.
Like, no, so that's nice. It.
Yeah.
Didn't I read something, though, that November, houses lasted, new listings lasted longer in November than like a year and a half or something that this past November, correct?
I would say.
Yeah.
I would say any agent you talked to probably felt that same thing. We saw some rate, you know, some price reductions, things like that. And it's sometimes, you know, in the realtor's defense, the sellers want to start higher.
Yeah.
Because they still think that it's 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, against maybe what the recommendation is.
Right.
Recommendation of.
I know.
And then they have to end up coming down a little bit. Sometimes it's the time of the year. There's so
but
much
if
that
you
goes
don't,
into it.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. And I know this isn't your, I mean, you're you know, more into loaning the money than selling the house. Okay.
Yep.
But Jim, you're in it. As a realtor, you almost have to say, okay, what price do you want? And because otherwise, if you get an offer, they'll be like, we should have had it higher.
Yeah.
We should have. You have to let them do it or else.
Well, and it is their decision.
It is.
It's their property. But
I do think people who go like crazy over the price, $50,000, it's like, come on. These comps all were at whatever, $250,000.
Right.
We go to $300,000. But they. And you reduce it by $25,000 and then another $5,000. People might think something's wrong with your house, too. And you don't want that.
Exactly. And so that's why just working with a really good realtor,
right,
honestly, is hands down the best. I was just reading an article where they said approximately, and this is nationwide, but if you sell with a realtor, the average money you make is $77,000 more than if you did it on your own. And I have multiple examples where I've dealt with the buyer on the for sale by owner and the seller refused to use a realtor and we would get the appraisal and there's $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 worth of equity that the buyers are walking into. And the buyers were willing to use a realtor, but the seller said no because they knew better. And it's just one of those where they are legal contracts and it's so important. I'm not saying that people can't do for sale by owner, but it is so important to have the right team of a realtor, a lender, knows what they're doing, giving you your options, and then leading you. Not telling you what to do, but leading you to help you make the right decision so you know all the different options.
That's a good realtor. There are realtors who, you always talk about the seller that is setting this price. Sometimes realtors buy listings too, and they
absolutely.
They'll say this is worth $300,000.
You know what? I used to hate, and I'm not going to say names or anything where I've worked one time, but these people, there would be a couple of realtors that would do this. They would get a listing, and they would say, listen, I promise you, I'm going to get like 10 offers. I'm going to work so hard. I'm going to get a bunch of offers. Well, what they would do is put it at a lower price than it should be.
100%.
And then they'd convince their sellers, like, look at what I'm doing for you. Look at these offers I get.
All the time.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. And then we have the wars, and then now we're mad because the appraisal didn't come in, but there were 25 offers.
Tell your friends, I got you 20 offers.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. So there's a double-edged sword to everything.
Yeah.
So with point mortgages.
I can say one quick thing. Yep. I think when you and I went over to the casino that day and we saw somehow, and what we went to volunteer at the church.
I was
that
like,
day.
Where are we going with casino and housing?
No, but we did it.
I'm like,
we
don't
did it
gamble.
For like 3 weeks in a row, and we were surprised because we took the same route that some of those houses.
Oh, that's right.
Hadn't had an acceptance.
On our way to church, we passed those
and
houses.
And I made that same thing when I was going to the cathedral the other day to drop off stuff. I felt good about this. And there were some small houses, like starter homes. It's like, thank you for these young people that are looking for us. It's like, here's one. I would jump on that right now.
Absolutely. Some of the problem is those houses aren't fancy enough for our first time home buyers our younger people.
Okay,
so then what's happening?
Rent.
The investors are coming up.
Yeah.
So it's a really big investor time.
Are flips back?
You know, I think it all depends on the price of the house because if you pay a high price for a house and you still need to put the money into it, now the return on investment, the cost effectiveness isn't there.
Yeah.
But it's amazing the rents that they're getting in Green Bay.
Yeah.
I'm surprised when I read some of that stuff and I can see an investor picking up a number of properties and doubling the rent and he's still going to rent or she's still going to rent them.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, with Point Mortgage, and tell me how we contact you because you really can't do? You have so many programs. What do you have, 100 programs to offer?
Way more than that, but I try to keep it around 100 because nobody even wants that many. You know what I mean? I
you
pick
have
all my favorite.
100 different programs?
Well, they have veterans. And they have all that kind of stuff. But they also got some, you know, 30-year fix. They got the arms. Yeah. They got all sorts of things.
Yes.
And you know all the products, which is great about your company.
We got to set a quick break. John Miller, NBC 26, will be joining us. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage. Stay with us, please.
You got it.
Back after this.
Thank you.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s. And it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back! Mino the Mayor here on a beautiful Monday morning. Green Bay Packers win over the Seattle Seahawks last night, which was a beautiful thing. Lions get knocked off in an unbelievable game. I'll tell you what, that Josh Allen, he is amazing. What a stud that guy is.
He is, man.
I really like him.
Yeah.
Man, he's something else. Do we have our man John Miller on? John Miller, NBC 26 Sports Director. John, good morning. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
It's always a good morning when the Packers get a victory, right?
Right.
That was pretty. That was a sweet day of watching football yesterday, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of good games. Too bad I was working on the pregame show to really enjoy it, but it's nice to see the Lions get humbled a little bit.
But I'll tell you what. And one of my friends texted me, a Lions fan, and I said, boy, but that team won't quit. It's like, what was it? Remember Monty Python where they cut off the guy's arm? It's only a flesh wound. Todd, give me a little bit of that. It's a flesh wound. No, it's not a cut off your arm.
You seem to be doing quite well.
Yeah, I don't think we did. Yeah, just take a break, Todd.
Then he cuts off his legs.
Jeez.
Just a flesh wound. No, it's not. I cut off your leg. I'm sorry, John.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, yeah, so they were humbled a
little
bit. But
they won't stop the light. That Jared Goff. John, what is it? Two quarterbacks. Jim and I were talking about this. Jim brought it up. Two quarterbacks, they're basically discarded by their former teams, come into the NFC North and are just incredible. I mean, Darnold in Minneapolis, in Minnesota, and here Goff in Detroit.
And those guys weren't treated well where they were before. And so you talk about coaching. I mean, you got to design the plays and get your staff, but that has a lot to do with taking someone and saying, look, you know, I'm going to make you the star you should be. And it's incredible. I'm really happy for those guys. I think it's great because that would have been lost talent selling cars.
I would have been fine if they were doing that. What do you think, John?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's, you know, some guys it just takes finding the right system. You know, I interviewed Mike Holmgren on Friday, and he was talking about that same exact thing with Geno Smith turning around his career.
Another
sometimes
one, yeah.
It just
yeah.
takes a guy finding the right system and the right coach. And sometimes these guys are thrust into starting way too early, and they don't get any time to develop, and then they finally hit their stride with a new team and a new – I mean, Ben Johnson's one of the best offensive coordinators in the NFL for the Lions. So what he's done with Jared Goff is not surprising.
Were you surprised? Did you watch the Lions game? Did you get a chance to watch it down the stretch?
I did not get to watch
okay.
it down the stretch.
I'll tell you what. You know how Campbell has such a reputation being a gambler and doing whatever. I thought it was kind of funny with like 12 minutes left, and he does the onside kick. And again, they got that dumb rule where you have to tell the people you do an onside kick and whatever. And the guy almost returned it for a touchdown, and then they did score a touchdown. That one really blew up in his face.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. But, yeah, I also hate that rule. I mean, it takes the element of surprise out of it. We'll never get the 06 Saints Super Bowl halftime outside kick again.
Absolutely. What did you think of the – I'm sorry, go ahead, Jim.
I was going to say, is that temporary or is that
it's a Goodell thing.
Don't we try that stuff for a year or two?
Yeah, but I don't know. Is that locked?
Let's hope it's temporary.
I know. That's dumb.
Oh, yeah. I think everybody's saying that. I wonder what the players and teams think about it. I mean, that is not something for the fans to say. Look, this is our next play.
Right.
I don't want to hear that.
That's never been done in all of sports history where you have to tell the other team what you're going to do.
This is our next. Yeah, I know. Anyway, I hope
that. Baseball's trying to implement that golden at bat rule where you can just throw your best player in at any given time. So.
Yeah, that's true. Or put the guy on second base in extra innings.
I hate that, too. Don't get me started.
John, what did you think of the Packers' performance?
Oh, it was probably their biggest victory of the year. I mean, outside of the Texans, it's definitely their biggest win. But they were dominant. They started off fast. They started off hot. Josh Jacobs, I mean, I think he had 43 of the Packers' first 48 yards on their first touchdown drive. Jordan Love is hitting his stride. He started out that game 9 for 9 for over 108 yards. I mean, this team is starting to click. The pass rush was clicking yesterday, 7 different players with a sack. I'm sure the offense slowed down in the second half, but the defense really stepped up. And that's, I mean, they won 30-13. I mean, they're rolling.
What do you think of the NFC North right now? Give me the hierarchy heading towards the playoffs. And let me ask you this. I know that win last night put the Vikings in, which is, I mean, that was foregone. It's going to happen anyway. Right. Do you see the Packers having a chance? I know the Vikings are still on the schedule. Do the Packers have a chance to get at least one notch up with a better playoff spot?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're going to need some help. I mean, the Vikings are going to have to lose a couple games. But, yeah, they definitely have a chance. But to me, it's either way, they're going to have a playoff game on the road. So it's just win and get in and be as hot as possible going into the playoffs. And, hey, anybody can win it. As we've seen a few 6 seeds make a run in the playoffs, and that's where they're at right now.
Jim brought it up earlier. I think it was Friday or last week, and he brought up a great point. He goes, I don't want them to play home. Go on the road for the playoffs.
Yeah,
I agree. The Lambeau mystique is kind of over. I mean, go on the road and play somewhere warm and let Jordan Love sling it.
And the last time they won a Super Bowl.
Not all on the road.
Every game.
Exactly.
And that doesn't really bother me. The home game, what saddens me a little bit is the economic impact to our local community, you know, $14 million, and just everybody wins on that. And that's not going to happen, but I don't know. Would I take a win over that?
But, I mean, the thing is, though, too, you know, here's the deal. Like in the old days when you talk about the Packers and the glory, those guys have been here for like 10 years. They practice outside all the time. You know, when you bring up a team like the Cowboys or somebody that hadn't experienced that, but nowadays they're indoors so often with practice. These young guys from Alabama and Tennessee and Texas and Florida, they're not saying, yeah, welcome to frozen tundra, boy. We're used to this.
This is our home. Yeah.
It's not. They would much rather play in a controlled climate. Wouldn't you say, John?
Oh, absolutely. Jordan Love said it before the Lions game. He said, I would prefer to play in a dome, you know, when it's cold out. But, you know, we like using that home field advantage. But, yeah, they definitely don't enjoy playing out in the cold.
Well, John Miller, can you stick around? We're going to send her a quick break.
Sure.
John Miller, NBC 26. We're not keeping away from your bench press, are we?
Jeez, I saw him Friday.
No.
How many reps?
I am bench pressing today, though.
How many reps?
Yeah, I don't – what do you –
All right. Hold that thought. We'll be back right after this.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk about news deserts and what that means to our politics. We'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Robert Kennedy Jr., the president-elect Trump's pick for health secretary, is set to meet with more than two dozen senators. And ABC's Mary Bruce says Kennedy's views about vaccines will be a key focus.
Some Democrats highlighting Kennedy's other positions that fall outside the medical mainstream, including his opposition to fluoride in public drinking water. But Kennedy could win over some support on the left, especially for his fight against processed foods. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders suggesting he's open to supporting him.
A former FBI informant set to plead guilty today to lying about a phony bribery scheme involving President Biden and his son Hunter that formed a key pillar of the Republican impeachment inquiry in Congress. Local lawmakers in the Northeast continue to call for more federal support to deal with drone sightings. And Syria's ousted leader Bashar Assad speaking for the first time since he fled for Russia, saying he never planned to flee and calling the rebels terrorists. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale.